Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 6th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hi, Richies.
And Jason Bishop, who is doing Wacky Jersey Wednesday solo.
I feel like I've left you out on an island.
Yeah, you did. You slept.
Yeah, I apologize. We should have told Sean, who's filling in for Valdez. I don't know if he has a bunch of jerseys
that
in his closet or not.
Which is a Ronnie Lott. This looks to be off-white.
This is USC.
It looks Ronnie dirty.
Well, it's so long. I think George Marison could fit it.
Look how dirty the sleeves are.
I don't think it's ever gone through the washing machine.
No. Because I've only worn it probably five times.
We got to be careful. Yeah. You got to have them like dry cleaned.
But I love it.
Well, unless you want to ruin a jersey. I think if you want to like a nice real jersey.
Just pummels it.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever put yours in a washing
machine? I guess I haven't.
Because it will pummel. It destroys your jerseys. If you really want to keep your jerseys nice, you got
to
get them dry.
Well, who wants to do that in 2019?
Yeah.
Keep their jerseys nice.
Right. I'm the only one who cares
about
wacky jerseys.
Well, if you spent like $150 on one, I would think you'd want to.
I'm the only one who cares about wearing a jersey.
I would do it if I had new jerseys. I'm tired of wearing the same ones.
All right.
Yeah, and you're not
What are the ones that you own?
I don't know. I got like a dozen.
You had to go through your top jerseys?
I got a Ray Lewis Miami jersey, the Brian Urlacher or whatever that is, New Mexico State
New Mexico.
Jersey.
Yep.
I have a Doug Williams USFL jersey.
Now that's wacky.
Yeah. And I have.
What team is that even from?
Don't know. The Gamblers, maybe?
Houston Gamblers?
Okay.
Maybe.
That makes
I'm
sense.
Not sure if that's right.
That's the wackiest.
I have Troy Aikman UCLA jersey, which is actually.
So your specialty was pro football players.
College.
But they're college jerseys.
Kind of. And then I have, you know, like, of course, I have the obligatory Sean Taylor jersey. I don't know. I mean, I got
Crick
a few
jersey.
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, I've got
Cubs
the Crick jersey still.
Yeah, I mean, I got quite
got a
few.
Lot.
Yeah, I got quite a few. I still have, like, a Juan Dixon Wizards jersey.
Yeah, but you're not going to
probably the Nubs Wizards jersey.
Oh,
too.
The
yeah.
Nubs. It was the
definitely.
Blue and gold.
The bronze. Yeah.
But
blue.
He actually signed that one for me. So I don't like to wear signed jerseys. Of course, I got like a Brooks Like that he signed and things like that.
You're not going to update your jersey collection in 2019. Who would do that?
No.
Not going to do that.
Just can't see myself truly walking around in a jersey. Maybe to
probably
a Caps
not.
Game. That would be, that's the only place. Of course, I got the Holtby
yep.
to wear that. Yeah, I think you could. I think it's acceptable to wear jerseys at 49. To a Caps game.
Right. I guess I got to text you next Wednesday. I don't know.
Not yes. sure about a football game. Not sure.
Yeah, you have to send out the text reminder. Otherwise, yeah. I'll just.
You're usually pretty good about
I'm
it.
I'm usually okay about it.
I didn't even know what day it was. I mean, when I saw Jason wearing the jersey, I went, oh, that's good. I actually kind of like it because now it tells me what day it is.
Yep, exactly.
Today's Wednesday.
Day.
Yeah.
It's a mile marker for you.
Now, want to get an update on the Popeye's chicken. So I predicted they'd catch the guy yesterday. They didn't catch him, but they've got his pictures.
They got his picture.
And
yeah.
they have video. They have video of the stabbing, apparently.
Wow.
They just haven't showed it yet.
At the Fort Washington Popeye's.
Yes. So, he's so busted.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know.
Just a matter of time until he's apprehended.
I would think by today, I'd be shocked if they don't catch it by today. But you can't commit a crime anywhere. Everything's on video.
Everything's
You're stupid
filmed.
If you do it. And apparently he did it because a guy butt in front of the line.
Yeah.
Which is just so dumb.
I mean, that's what it stemmed from.
I mean, it's part of me that thought, well, he butt in front of the line, but you don't deserve to die for it.
No,
so
it doesn't. It's not even worthy of an altercation. I mean, maybe you say something, but it shouldn't escalate to a stab.
I heard this morning as I was getting my French vanilla. It's not even coffee. It's just a French vanilla drink. They said he was methodically over like a 15-minute period, butting in line.
Okay,
and
oh,
by
so
the
he
time
worked his way up,
he worked his way up.
And somebody just had enough.
That guy finally had enough. But you know, you can't donk a guy off for that.
No.
No. You know, I'm sure what happened is they got heated, and then all of a sudden. But who, like, walks around with a knife to
yeah,
stab
someone?
Yeah, that's
what someone? I'm thinking. Like, if you're, he's ready to stab somebody.
Yeah. I mean, who's ready for
to
that?
To stab somebody to death, you have to have You're not grabbing the plastic knife that they have at
Popeyes. You have it with you. It's on your person.
Right. You've got a pretty big blade.
Well, it doesn't have to be big.
Well, because he's got no regard for human life, and he doesn't care about his life.
He never knows when it's going to go down.
And he just doesn't care.
Yeah. Do you think he's
going to be in jail?
Do you think he's ever done that before?
Killed somebody?
Yeah. He's walking around with a knife. Didn't seem to have any problem stabbing
him. It tells me he's probably stabbed somebody before. Yeah. Whether he's killed somebody or not. But if you're walking around with a knife and you're willing to stab somebody, tells me you might have done it before.
Yeah, I agree. Scary.
It is scary.
Scary situation.
And nobody in the line like tackled him to stop him.
He's got a knife.
They all wanted their chicken sandwich.
You don't even know. Like,
guy's got a knife.
It sounded like it was so quick. You might not have even seen the knife.
Oh, really?
I mean, a knife can be this big. Yeah. I mean, the guy has it in his hand, punches a couple times, and then runs out. You might not even know the guy got stabbed until it's too late.
It's true. So he killed the guy and never even got his chicken sandwich?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you're waiting around for the sandwich.
Buddy of mine,
stab a dude.
2 or 3 days ago, was at a different Popeyes. He posted this on Facebook, and his kid was waiting in the car. It was like a 30-minute wait. Right as he gets near the front, a legit fight breaks out in a tough neighborhood, and he's like, I'm not getting out of this line. I've been waiting in this line for 30 minutes.
He's pot committed.
So he just watches them fight, and then it ends somehow.
Right.
And then he gets his chicken sandwich and hauls ass and gets out of there. But he didn't leave his spot in line because he wanted that dumb chicken sandwich.
Do they do Uber Eats?
Somebody told me. I'm sure they probably do.
If you wanted to just take advantage of
that. Somebody told me they
have
the app like Chick-fil-A has.
Chicken.
Right. So you can just order it in advance. The guy told me he ordered it in advance. He did basically curbside, essentially. I guess you just show up, and it's he said it took him 10 minutes. 10 minutes. He ordered in advance.
That's a good bit.
And then he showed up a half hour later or whatever, and boom, it's right there.
How about the guy in Milwaukee who threw the battery acid in the guy's face?
That's unbelievable.
You see that?
Yeah.
See that video?
Did not. What was the purpose?
Because the guy.
What was the dispute?
The victim is from Peru, and he said, I don't know, he was just racist, and he said something to him about get out of my country, and then.
Yeah, but there's something that spurred it on. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I just saw the video.
Yeah.
He's carrying battery acid around. Throws it in his face.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And it turned out the dude is
scarred for life.
An American citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an American citizen.
Yeah, American citizen.
But who carries around battery acid? He was looking for trouble.
Psychos.
Yeah, those guys are legit psychos.
Unhinged psychos.
By the way, I wouldn't care if he was an American citizen or not. That's the show.
True.
No, it shouldn't happen at all. I'm just saying that.
I think the confrontation was, you're in my country,
right,
shouldn't be here.
You're an illegal, why are you in this country?
Yeah.
Throw the battery acid.
And the guy said, I'm a legal citizen,
right.
what are you talking about?
It's outrageous behavior.
Well, that guy should.
That guy's going to go to jail for
50 years.
Yeah, he's going to go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, he's in his 60s too, bye-bye.
Or kill him.
Just done, just stupid people.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wacky Jersey Wednesday, I'm happy.
Yes, you are.
That Wacky Jersey Wednesday makes you happy?
That makes everything better.
Well, yeah, that plus I just took 2.5 hour energy.
Oh, that got me going. Half of a 5 hour.
Yeah. How did you do with your picks last night? College basketball slate was in full effect. You had
I did all right. I'm
of the top teams going, like Michigan State, Duke, Kentucky,
I lost the Michigan
Kansas.
State game. I took Michigan State, laid the 3. Skippy convinced me to do it. I said, I don't know. Michigan State, Josh Langford's out for a while. He hurt his foot. They lost a bunch of guys from last year. Lost Nick Ward, lost McQuaid. I said, all right, but you think Michigan State's legit? They played like poo. Hit Kansas plus the 2.5.
They lost, right? Kansas lost?
Yeah, but they lost by 2.
Gotcha.
Kansas had 28 turnovers last night. Unbelievable. And then I hit some moneyline parlays for small money, so it was fine.
I saw Maryland beat up on Holy Cross. My son told me they were on Big Ten Plus. I couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it either.
Big Ten Plus is right next to it.
Yeah.
No, he said it was in the 300s, and then when I looked 300s.
It depends on your.
What time was the game?
I think seven o'clock.
So you know what? I tuned in late because I actually did find Big Ten Plus. The only thing was, Big Ten Plus, at least for my network, standard definition.
Oh,
ooh.
That's a
bad.
Deal breaker.
It's really bad.
You can't watch anything on standard def in
really
2019.
Bad.
You know what? You couldn't watch anything on standard def in 2010.
So, I mean, you can't on a small screen because you can't tell the difference. Really, it's really hard. But once you get on anything over like 30 inches.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what's crazy.
It's unacceptable.
And we talked about this yesterday. The ACC started their conference schedule last night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There were at least two games. Let's see. Louisville, Miami. Might have been 3, actually. Virginia Tech went to Clemson and won. And then tonight, Notre Dame's playing at Carolina. Right. I mean, they've already started their conference play.
It's on,
baby. Too early.
November 5th.
I saw Bill Self being interviewed before the game. He's like, this is crazy. This is way too early to be playing games of this caliber.
Right, right.
He says, but, you know, it's good for everybody. You get to see where you're at. Mm-hmm. But it's way too early. He says all the coaches, so they had those four teams, whatever, playing last night.
Isn't this team going to get suspended?
What's
the deal with his team?
He could just pay players, do whatever,
deny it, and then just
carry on like nothing's happening.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, is Sean Miller still at Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he dodged that bullet.
That's unbelievable.
And that's the DeAndre Ayton taking money story?
Yeah. I mean, they got him on tape. They got everything. They got these guys nailed. And they just, no one cares.
I may have a new bit for the college hoops
season. You see, DeAndre Ayton got suspended for 25?
Yeah, he got popped for the PEDs.
I saw the other guy did.
So did John Collins.
I didn't know.
Those are two big names. Yeah. And the NBA said, no. No performance enhancers. 25 for you.
That hurts guys in Drabby's wacky NBA salary cap league because John Collins is a unicorn. He makes, I think, $2.7 million because we do a salary cap bit, and he puts up massive numbers. And if you get a guy like that, it's gold. And then he gets suspended for 25 games, and the owner is bitter because now he's got to scramble. Now he's got to do some finagling with the salary cap, and it's a big mess.
Yeah. I didn't watch really.
Well, and also, coach is bitter because you got to replace the guy for 25 games.
Exactly. I didn't watch really any college hoops. I was aware, and I just tuned into the Maryland thing too late. I popped it on, and I missed it. But I did see the college football release, the official.
The first rankings?
Rankings. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that Alabama or LSU weren't number one. I guess it doesn't matter.
You can't get into the rankings. All those teams play each other, so it'll sort itself out.
Ohio State came in at one. Penn State's at four.
Penn State's at four because Penn State's played a tougher schedule than Clemson. But again, Penn State plays Ohio State, and LSU plays Bama this week.
Then Clemson's five, so they'll slide up.
Clemson's not going to lose. They'll be there. Yeah, you can't really get into the rankings, but it tells you where their head's at, if anything. But, yeah, so Bama LSU will play this weekend, and then Ohio State plays Penn State. It'll all sort itself out. It always does. There'll be a debate between 4 and 5 or 3 and 4, I'm sure, at the end of the year. But I can't get into the rankings on November 5th.
No.
So you're net positive on your college picks?
Yeah, I won a little bit. I think I won like $42 or something like that.
Hey, it'll be up is up.
It's a net win.
Yeah.
Up is up.
I'll take that all day long.
Of course you will.
So what am I going to watch tonight? I'm going to watch the Wiz Pacers. Is that what I'm going to watch? Caps play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow in Florida.
Caps play tomorrow.
I think you're going to watch the Wiz.
I think I'm going to watch the Wiz. Wiz play Indiana.
How many points are the Wiz catching? Because Indiana played last night.
And lost.
I do like betting on fresher teams.
Oladipo's not back for the Pacers.
He is not.
I'll tell you what that
number is. So it's a Sabonis-led team.
Well, he's a little bit banged up, too.
Early number. Actually, they might not have released that number yet. Yeah, they haven't released it yet. I'll let you know when it comes up.
It could be a big Thomas Bryant night because both Miles Turner and Sabonis are a little bit banged up.
You always could watch little Jack Ryan, EB.
It's true.
I did catch up and finally watched Walking Dead, which was silly. So next up is Jack Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I know my personality, too. I will watch at least 2, probably 3 episodes in a row when I start it.
You're gonna catch me because I'm on episode 3. I'm going at a little bit of a turtle pace on Jack Ryan, though it is very good. It's really good.
God, I just got to remind myself to do it.
I saw the commercial last night. They're pimping Jack Ryan on different broadcasts. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know.
Can you watch it just starting in season 2 or whatever?
Yeah, I feel like I've got
to
see the first
completely
season.
Completely different.
Feel like
it's a completely different storyline.
So I don't need to see season 1.
No, you don't have to.
I mean, season 1 might help you in that Jack Ryan wasn't like this international spy, really, right?
No,
wasn't he some sort of CIA analyst?
Yes.
And then he gets thrust into the action.
Correct. But the answer is no. You don't need to watch season 1, and you don't need to go back and watch Harrison Ford in Patriot Games from like the 90s. But you could, because it's a good flick.
Still a classic.
Clear and Present Danger, really good,
still,
too.
Still a classic.
Yeah, so you can watch The Wiz. We had Scott Brooks on the show yesterday. He was excellent. Today on the show, Alan May is going to join us. We'll talk about the Red Hot Caps, who are atop the Metro on fire. Alan May will join us coming up at 8:20 from NBC Sports Washington. A 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ DeMarcus Ware is going to join us. We'll talk some NFL with him. He's also building homes for vets. So we'll talk to DeMarcus Ware at 9. And Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post will join us at 9:20 as we talk some Steven Strasburg and Anthony Rendon and the free agent decisions that are coming up, all right here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a friendly reminder, check your calendar. It's the first Wednesday of the month. That means the Cakes Classic goes down at MGM National Harbor tonight. 7:15, $300 buy-in. If you knock anybody out, you get a $50 bounty. If you knock Flakes out of the tournament, you scoop my $300 bounty. Mm. So I would love to see you tonight, 7:15, MGM National Harbor, in the poker room. I'll be there.
Nice.
Hope you are too.
It'll be a late night for you, boy.
I hope it's a late night. Hope I make a deep run. Hope I chop it up at
how
the end.
How long do these tournaments last? They last just, are they eternal?
Like a, like 1 a.m.?
No. I mean, how long every, I mean, in terms of time, are they eternal? Or when is there a stopping point for your Cakes Classics?
I have no idea.
I guess it depends on when MGM
now
wants to cancel.
For right now, it's in perpetuity.
Yeah.
It just keeps going, which
been,
is good.
Have you been doing them for about a year?
This is the end of year two.
This is year two?
Yes.
Jesus.
Been going on two plus years now.
Man, I can't believe that.
Hey, yep. I should mention, I was doing a back and forth with Wisdom Martin from Fox 5 when we were out at Nats Park. We ran into him, and he invited me to be part of this charity basketball game, and it's coming up this Sunday. I got to put some jumpers up. I haven't been playing anything really in the last 2 years, except for a handful of times.
This is very on brand for you. Charity Hoops Tournament. That is your baby. I'm so glad he did not approach your boy over here.
And so it's out at Clarksburg High School for Kids Give More. The Harlem Wizards are playing, I guess, a celebrity team, and I'm part of it with some other donks. I think I'm playing with, you know, like Tucker Barnes and people like that.
They're from Harlem, which tells me they're probably pretty good. They're probably a pretty good squad. Well, I'm just guessing.
They're a traveling team.
Yeah. Which means they're good. They're not going to show
it.
It's a charity game.
He doesn't care.
I understand.
So
it's
if you want
charity.
To be part of it, it's out of Clarksburg High School, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Looks like it's me, Tucker Barnes, Mike Thomas, Guy Lambert, Sonny from PGC.
Angie Goff. You got all the Fox Fivers over there.
Yeah. So
yeah, those are your boys.
That's good. You'll have fun with that. Just don't tear an Achilles.
It was just one of those deals
that's
where
the key.
You know, I don't mind doing it. But I do feel like I should not embarrass myself completely, and I just haven't played. I used to play hoops 3 times a week, and then after I tore the ACL, I was like, you know what, shutting it down.
The problem is that just by being 49, it's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
It doesn't matter your talent
but
level.
An open jumper, you still want to be able to knock down and not airball.
Just hit a little rim. It's good enough. Save enough face.
Yeah. If it goes in and out, you'd be happy.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares?
But I also didn't realize when Wisdom asked me, and I'm not going to back out of it. So Wisdom asked me to do it. He's like, you live in Gaithersburg, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm doing this charity thing, Clarksburg High School. Could you do it? And I was like, sure, I'll go to Clarksburg High School. That's fine. That's close to me.
I would have said no so fast. Of course you would have.
But I didn't realize it was an NFL Sunday.
Now, I'll listen to a charity thing, but once they say you'll be playing basketball against the Harlem Wizards, my brain blows into a billion pieces. it's just not going
to
happen.
Well, no, this is what you do. You just come up with a reason not to go.
Correct. Oh. And my reason would be the NFL's on.
There you go. Sorry, you know what? You got
to
work.
We used to do a lot of stuff with Fox 5. We used to do a lot of stuff with Wisdom Martin. He's nothing but nice stuff.
No, I love those guys. I
gotta say yes.
He's very nice.
I love those guys.
It's just over the years, I've gotten better at saying no, and that's something I would say no to. So I generally say yes to a lot of other things. Playing hoops and running up and down and risking heart attack / Achilles blowout.
So if the Redskins, I think I'm checking out. If the Redskins weren't on bye, you would have said no.
No, I probably would have said yes originally, but then I didn't check my schedule when we were at Nats Park. It was when we were, you know how when we were at Nats Park doing the show,
yeah.
We walk into the Delta Club area,
go to the bathroom,
whatever. So I saw Wisdom on the way,
right,
in like a 5-minute commercial break, and he asked me kind of, I guess he knew where I lived, but he was like, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm kind of close there. Would you mind doing the charity thing? I don't even know if I knew it was hoops.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sure, I'll help you out.
See, I think
and then he followed up.
No, here's the problem.
This is what you say. This is what you say. Let me check my schedule.
Exactly.
Let me just check.
You give a non-committal.
You can't say yes right away.
I'm not a complete jerk. I don't mind doing these things from time to time.
Look, I don't like doing them.
I don't think it's about being a jerk. I think JP likes to do it.
No, I don't like doing them on a weekly basis. But from time to time, I think that we should be doing it. It's just like a lawyer who does pro bono work.
Oh, I don't think I should
be doing it. That's the way you feel.
Yeah. I don't think I should be doing it.
That's his approach. Yeah. But I take your approach that where I would say, let me check my super busy / very unfilled schedule, right. And I'll get back to you.
I got it.
I'll get back to you and let you know. And then I would let it marinate for a few days, and then I would...
You'll have a good excuse
then
by then.
Then I would text back and have some form of excuse for
so
not
showing.
So it's
safe to say I shouldn't even bother asking. He goes... He did ask me to ask the other guys.
You just asked me. I told you I'm busy.
It's gotten to the point where
it's a work day.
Like if I do a golf scramble, like which I do one or two maybe a year, and then somebody asks, well, do you think Eric and Jason and JP would be into it? I was like, well, JP might, but the other two dogs that you mentioned I know are out.
I'll be honest with you. I'm actually busy. I'll be at Virginia Tech this weekend. I have an excuse.
You are busy.
Yeah.
I know I'm busy.
But even if I wasn't, I would have been busy.
Right. I'll be busy napping.
Yeah, here's the line. He's texting me this last night. He goes, if your coworkers want to come and play, let me know.
I mean, it's a very nice invite, Wisdom. But again, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Doing what? I'm not exactly sure.
But you'll be busy doing it.
Whatever you'll be doing, you'll be busy doing it.
You're going to be staring at your daily fantasy lineup.
Yeah, what time does the event start?
3 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, it's right. Chuck. Right in the middle of an NFL Sunday where I don't have to do the Redskins pregame. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. I had
I'm just busy.
I had some appointment yesterday. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I went to the Alton Lane. I went to my custom suit place. Oh,
very nice.
That place is unbelievable. I can't recommend it enough. But the only downside to it was that it knocked me out of my workout routine. By the time I got home after lunch and everything, I found myself eventually, I was on my couch from like 2 till like 9 for the most part. I was just chilling. Didn't have a lot going on yesterday. And nice. Then by 9 p.m. though, I was like, you really are a sloth. You did nothing.
You didn't get many steps in.
I got no steps in. My heart rate never raised other than just for being high blood pressure.
Is that a big thing? Do people still wear the Fitbit?
Oh, my family does.
Really?
All my girls do and my wife. Oh, yeah. My daughter was bragging the other day she had 20,000 in one
day. That's a lot of steps.
That's a lot, I think,
for one day. I saw a news report. I think it was on Fox 5 where some dude was showing his wrist where he got a second or third degree burn from a Fitbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must have had about 40,000 steps. That thing was counting so many steps.
I think it was heating up while he was sleeping.
It was heating.
Yeah. We have maybe the original.
Yeah.
The first model. It's big. My wife had it and used it for a while. I'll use it on a long run just to see how far I've run, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. No, for whatever reason, my girl, they have like a family competition. You could set this up. You guys don't do this. But I think they all, so like with cousins and like their grandma and everything, they'll talk to each other and say, who got the most steps that day?
I don't have any DeMarcuses, so I couldn't do it with my cousins.
They can see, grandma got this and you got that.
Right.
They could track each other.
Yeah.
And so they're sort of competing.
So it pushes you.
I guess that's the idea.
Big brother's definitely watching. It's literally watching every step that you take.
I have one that I use when I go to the golf course. It's, and it gives you your yardages and everything. And it's... Mm-hmm. It can't give you to the pin. It can give you to the front of the green, the middle of the green, the back of the green, because pins change daily.
It's helpful.
But it's helpful information. Yeah. But I had to stop wearing it. I was wearing it routinely because I would look at it and would be so tilted because I don't think that accurate. And it would say my heart rate dropped to like 35 or something when I'm
right.
sleeping.
Like you're dying.
And
right.
I'm like, this thing is tilting me because I know my heart rate didn't drop to 35. So I just have to just turn it. I can't wear it. I can only wear it to the golf course. But whatever.
Anyway, Clarksburg High School charity basketball, if you want to support it, against the Harlem Wizards
yes.
on Sunday.
I wish you luck. I hope you cross over a bunch of guys.
Cross over Angie Goff?
Yeah, whoever. I hope you perform well.
Yeah.
And I hope you get out of it unscathed.
Well, I do know this. I'll be missing some of the NFL Sunday, much like Cam Newton's going to miss the rest of the season. What about that, man? His career is just...
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, he's been sidelined with the sprained
foot.
Got
a lot of wear and tear. How long has he been in the league? 10 years?
Yeah, that style of
Nine
play,
years?
It takes its tolls even on the biggest, most...
And
know,
the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, but his injuries are feet.
Well, I don't know if that style of play affects you. Just got bum feet.
Mm.
I don't know if the hitting affects
your feet.
Are
painful?
He's a big dude.
True, but
he's a big dude.
Okay, but Ryan Zimmerman had a similar foot problem. You know what I mean?
It's also wear and tear. It's age, wear and tear.
Yeah, it's definitely age.
Yeah, well, Ryan Zimmerman probably wouldn't have had those foot problems at 22.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, plus, he's a big dude. 6'5", 260. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a big dude. He's got a lot of weight on those feet.
Yeah. It's not for long. It's a short career for most.
EB, after the Redskins clear out Colt McCoy and Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins is their quarterback of the future. Would you welcome Cam Newton on a cheap contract as the backup?
Oh, I don't see Cam Newton's personality playing as
a
backup.
The quarterback play is bad enough that if he gets healthy, other teams will be interested in him as a starter.
He's not a backup.
Okay, well, as the mentor.
Nah, he's going to be a starter somewhere.
I don't see it, yeah.
He'll be on the Bears or Bucks.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks is a good spot.
Some other
good
team
spot.
Will grasp.
What about the Titans?
Titans is another probably good landing spot.
Because they got to go see you later with Mariota.
And he would be so markedly better, even on a bad wheel, than Haskins at this point, just because, 10-year pro.
Right.
More accurate, his resume.
It would be stifling to Haskins' development to have him
it'd
here.
It would be the worst thing they could possibly
just would.
Do. Yeah.
But now, if you determine that Haskins stinks and you think he's an upgrade, then that's a different story.
J.P. Finley
gotta give him a little time.
Had an interesting piece yesterday that he tweeted out, and I guess he wrote on NBC Sports Washington, love JP, that one of the stipulations that Callahan made when he took the interim job was, unlike Jay, he had to have final say on the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'll do this, but I have to have final say on the roster, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were desperate. They were going to move on from him, say, okay, sure. And so part of that you've already seen, he completely redid the practice squad, put guys there that he wants. He brought in a fullback right away, and they say, you just logically think about it, a quarterback here, this could be him saying, I'm going to start whoever I want to win, because this is for my resume building. I don't care about the Redskins' long-term
development. Because I'm not going to be here next year.
Yeah, I care about what I'm doing, and so I'm trying to get some dubs here, and so that's why we're all perplexed going, well, why would he possibly waver from starting Dwayne at this point?
Because he's going to start
Bill
Dwayne.
I think he probably will, but Bill Callahan, he's not really concerned about the Redskins' long-term health.
Right.
He's concerned
is,
about the record they have when he's coaching.
Well, then why wasn't he trying to score touchdowns against Buffalo?
Yeah,
he knows he's hamstrung with the lineup and the quarterback.
I don't think
he has
a ton of faith, honestly, in Haskins. And I think
But he's also, and it's Kevin O'Connell's calling the plays, not the Bills game, the game before that. They had two first and goal situations.
Mm-hmm.
First and goal, there was a pass interference on Terry McLaurin on one of them. They have a first and goal from the one or two.
Right.
And they couldn't punch it in.
Yes.
I remember they passed on first down, ran with Adrian Peterson, lost yardage, passed on third down, and settled for a field goal. Like, you have opportunities to score and just mismanage it.
I don't think you have to go for every fourth down.
I'm not saying go for it on fourth down. I'm saying
be
that's
aggressive.
A prime opportunity to punch it in. You botched it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind this team passing from the one-inch line.
And what I'd say is the whole
they're so
changing
bad.
The practice squad, bringing in a fullback, non-impactful moves. They've had the impact of
not
giving
arguing
eight
that.
Points a game.
Not arguing
he's
that.
Just, he's just saying that the it shows
is,
his power over
it's
the roster.
His team, and he's doing it the way he wants, and he doesn't care about the trends. He doesn't care about the future of the franchise. He's just trying to win games.
I understand that. Yeah. He's doing a terrible job at it.
Can't argue it.
He's doing a worse job than Jay Gruden, who was fired.
We always
Jay
said,
Gruden was the fall guy for Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen saying, damn good culture, and seemed to pin everything on Jay that the games weren't competitive.
Right.
And maybe you can make an argument that under Callahan, the games are slightly more competitive. I would say they were aided by rain against San Francisco. The Vikings game
short week
wasn't really that close. And neither was Buffalo.
The only reason
why
they're a little bit more competitive is because he's shortening the game. He's taking the air out of the ball.
Right.
And just
there's less opportunity for them to get blown out.
Yeah.
I will credit him. I'm getting home earlier from my post-game show because we come on an hour after the game and the games are ending. They're not ending at 4:30. They're ending at like 3:40.
Oh, yeah. Halftime, I believe, was at 2. And then
it's
halftime,
so
and then the second half went a little bit longer than the first.
They had 49 offensive plays.
Yep.
That is a small amount in the NFL.
It's really, really hard to watch. It's really hard to stomach.
Well, you don't have to watch it this weekend. You get to watch Red Zone.
You get
to watch
respite this weekend.
Other silly games.
Watch some other games.
I don't really care. Give me a game. Let's go through the lineup. I don't care about the other game. I just don't care.
What, this weekend?
Watch Jack Ryan, EB.
Give me the best.
Enjoy it.
You
were on your couch all that time, didn't watch Jack Ryan. I guarantee you're going to love it.
I wasn't really watching television.
I'll give you your slate.
It was on my computer for most of it.
Let's see. The Panthers are playing at Green Bay.
Yeah, no.
Good matchup.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Give me something sexy. Like, I would watch the Ravens Patriots again.
Christian McCaffrey is exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not into fantasy, so it doesn't really do much.
Yeah,
for
I'm
him.
Not a fantasy guy. Means nothing.
Doesn't tantalize him.
This week's slate's not great. Minnesota's playing Dallas, but that's a Sunday night game. Seattle's playing San Francisco, but that's a Monday
Sunday
night game.
What's the best 1 o'clock and the best 4 o'clock game? Give me a reason to not play golf.
Your best 4 o'clock is probably Carolina and Green Bay. Your best 1 o'clock?
The one you might be intrigued to watch would just to see if Baker Mayfield and the Browns
maybe Buffalo-Cleveland
could beat the Bills. They've lost 4 in a row.
Buffalo-Cleveland, if that's your premier 1 p.m. offering, it's a dud week.
You could also watch your guy Kyler Murray.
I'm intrigued by Kyler.
I'm just saying I know what EB likes.
If you want to see points, that's the game you watch, the Bucs-Cardinals game. Because those teams are both allergic to playing defense.
Right, but Jameis.
They just are.
But I think your 4 o'clock slate's pretty good.
Yeah.
With the Panthers, Packers, and Rams, Steelers. Two games to kind of go back and forth on.
Right.
See, if you were in a fantasy league, you'd have reasons to watch a lot of these games.
Yeah.
But
also,
you got to realize there's 6 teams on bye this week.
Right.
Yeah,
so this is a heavy bye week.
Yeah. It's not a great schedule.
It's weird how they do it because some weeks there's only 2 teams on bye.
Yeah, I know. Well, those will end soon.
Do they have another one over in England or whatever? Is there one this week?
I don't know. Not this week.
You saw Spanos just adamantly refute that whole idea that they're going over there.
Yeah.
Use the F word about a half dozen times.
Well, I mean, how could they even do that? I mean, what do you do with the schedule? You got to have multiple bye weeks, I would think. I don't even know how you would logistically do that.
Well, I think it's coming at some point. Definitely could see it.
Maybe Jacksonville should just go there because they play there every week anyway.
Take
a big one for your Raiders on Thursday Night Football if they want to be a contender.
Raiders, Chargers.
4-4, get to 5-4. You got to sweat.
I'm very pumped. I'm so pumped for the Raiders, as you can tell.
Do you think if Dan took the Skins to London because he was fed up with the lack of fan support here, like only, let's say, do you think people would be upset? There'd be a little bit of outrage and people like shock.
But a lot of people, I think, would be relieved.
Relieved, and we just beg for an expansion team to
exactly.
start over.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it'd be a 10-year process. I'll probably, be dead and have cancer by then. But, that would be, that might be the best route. That might be the best route. Let's move the Redskins to London.
That hurts JP and I in the wallet. No pregame shows. Because are we gonna do pregames for the London Redskins? I think not.
They'd be earlier.
They would definitely be earlier.
Yeah. Gotta be sized.
It'd be 7:30 in the morning.
And I'm guessing they would change the name if they went to London.
I don't even think the Brits want the Redskins.
They probably don't.
And they want the NFL bad. But they don't want the
They
Redskins.
Can have them. I'm giving them to them. They can have them.
All right, phone number you want to chime in or anything, 800-636-1067. Same number on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Yesterday was Election Day in Virginia, and Jason said, I don't know what to do. Who do I vote for? I'm going to guess you didn't even vote.
Of course I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I voted.
Oh. You're so doing your civic duty.
What'd you end up doing? Just
I asked
picking kind of randomly?
No, I asked some people who follow it closely. I said, give me some names that would help me in my life.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to follow your lead. And they gave me some names, and I voted for those people. And there was a couple people I knew personally, or I know the families of, they were running like for school board, and I voted for them. So
I
did my civic duty, son.
Very nice.
If you're part of a school board.
Every single year.
I actually do not know this. If you're part of a school board, like you run for school board, seems like anybody could probably just run for school board. Do you have another job full time?
100%. You have
to. So school board's just.
It's just something you do, I guess, because you like doing boring things in your spare time. Right? I would guess. Who would want...
Does anybody know?
Who would willingly want to be on
know.
A school board?
I don't know
board?
For a fact, but
That sounds like torture to me.
I would think, yes, that's probably their second job.
I have a buddy who runs... One of my basketball buddies, he runs his HOA.
Really?
I don't know
that sounds terrible too. That. Who wants to be part of an HOA or join the PTA? You don't want to do any
I guess
of
if
that.
If you're proud of your community and you want it to look a certain way and you don't want it to like go down the tubes,
no,
maybe you get involved.
That's for people like my neighbor, Kevin. Like
he's, that's my point. Is
he's
there
part
some
of the
people?
HOA. Yeah, I would
do
never,
you guys have an HOA?
We have an HOA. Yeah, we do.
What's your monthly?
Your I don't monthly even know. Nut? I think it's a yearly. I don't think it's a monthly.
Oh,
it's probably like $100.
It's nubs. It's like $70.
Oh, mine's like $130
per month.
31, yeah.
Oh,
I'm in a new neighborhood.
The new neighborhood's it's
got
a
pool, like your pool's included, right?
I have a zippy pool. There's
you don't have a pool.
I have to go to an I have to subcontract that out.
Oh,
I don't have a pool.
No, we got a pool.
I'm in a mature neighborhood.
Fancy new neighborhood. We've got a rock climbing wall.
Yeah, I don't have
any playground.
That's why you're like me. You live in an old neighborhood. You get trash collected.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's basically all it covers. I would never join an HOA ever.
Well, I think you have to if you live in that neighborhood.
I'm part of it, but I mean, be like an active member, like be on the board of directors.
Like
of
Squirrel
the HOA.
Goes to all the meetings and stuff.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah, he likes to direct it all.
I know this.
It's Glenn Hardesty. I'm here again.
In my old neighborhood, my old neighborhood had an HOA, and they were very particular. Almost all of the homes, and it's the house that I half own still, the white picket fence, which is in front of most of the homes there. If it got a little bit off-white, like Jason's jersey right now, they would give you a notice and say you had to paint it again.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a nightmare. That sounds like just a terrible neighborhood to live in, where they're that persnickety about the white
picket fence.
Well,
it keeps the value of the properties
Understood.
Up because everything is maintained nice, but you just end up having to pay more for it.
Yeah. It's more out of your pocket.
But I'm with you. I'm pretty uninvolved in those things. I told you recently, the only time I ever got involved, and I can't remember exactly, and it's years ago, is when they planned on putting, I was lobbying for two tennis courts and a basketball court. Like, they were trying to figure out what to do with this space. They were building the pool, they were building a playground, and then there was this space, and they didn't want to have a basketball court. I was like, why wouldn't you want to have a basketball court? Do you need a million tennis courts? You don't need a million tennis courts. Not for a small neighborhood. And they already had a bunch of tennis courts. So eventually they did go with two tennis courts, and hey, a silly full court hey, basketball
you won.
Court.
You won you the argument. Happen. I'm very uninvolved. The point now, I mean, I think we all have three kids, right?
Yep.
Kick says Jason has two. My third kid, my wife asked me last night, do you want to go to the parent-teacher meeting? 3:30 or whatever. I said, no.
What? Busy on your couch.
Now, with my first two kids, I went to everything, every detail that the teacher said about my kid, the personality quirks, or, oh, he did this nice, or she did this nice, or you know, sometimes he needs to do this. I would hang on every word. Third kid, I don't care.
Send a progress report.
It's elementary school.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Elementary school.
It's irrelevant.
As long as one of the two parents has it covered, it's redundant.
Yeah. My wife could go, I have to go pick up. This is embarrassing. I can't believe I'm admitting this on the air. But I'll pick up my kids often out of school early because I got to go, like my kid will have a game and there's no one home for the kid. So I pick my kid up in the last period and they say, why reason for leaving? I just put
appointment.
Appointment.
You always put appointment.
I just put appointment.
Because it's vague.
You know what the appointment is? A volleyball match or a lacrosse game.
Technically but, is an appointment.
They knew the because in the office, they'd see me every Tuesday and Thursday. Those were like game days or every Monday and Wednesday. And I would come up in the last period, pull my kid out. And they would always, I still don't know, who's your homeroom teacher? The kid's homeroom teacher. No idea. Who's the math? No, but the third kid?
I have no idea.
I don't know anything, Cakes.
Right. You know what? I don't know anything. I don't know if this is trifling or not. My mom always brings this up to me. Kelsey's a sophomore in college. She's doing her semester abroad. But even as a freshman, I don't know the names of her group of friends. And I don't know that that's important. My mom says, you should know the names of her girlfriends.
Like, maybe a couple.
Why?
No, you shouldn't.
Maybe a couple.
Like, I don't think my mom or my dad knew my dorm mates.
I mean, if they're like at your house all the time, like hanging out, then maybe you know their
names.
Couple.
But no, it's fine to know them. But I don't think it is critical.
But if you just see them in pictures doing duck lips all the time, and
I do see that.
But then you don't need to know their names.
I do see that.
I mean, you just don't need to know that.
Yeah,
it's irrelevant.
Can the duck lips thing go away already?
I don't know.
Didn't we decide a long time ago it's not really that cool? Man, the kids still do it. Cakes.
The kids love it these days.
The kids still do it.
Yeah, I mean, I see, like, because Kelsey's doing her semester abroad, and she does this shared photo. I see these two girls in the pictures all the time.
You don't need to know
actually,
their names.
Sometimes there's four of them.
If you had a little curiosity, you could ask. But I get it. You're not curious. You don't care.
I told somebody my philosophy, particularly with the girl. It might be different with the boy. It's pretty simple. Number one, get good grades. Number two, don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Everything else in between.
I have a third one. Don't get arrested.
Okay. I'm not worried about her getting arrested.
Yeah.
But that you could throw that in there.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant. Don't get arrested. Get good grades.
And of course, because
everything
she's abroad,
else,
don't get taken. I watched some of Taken last night.
You did?
Yeah, of course, because it was on. So I sat there like a dullard and watched it for 45 minutes, even though I've seen it a million times.
Right. I see pictures of JP's daughter out there, and JP's daughter is a quiet girl, and she has come out of her shell. She is having a blast. She is living like a friggin' rock star.
She's living the life. The one thing I
she's
do like,
loving it.
She should. She's young. Take
she's also kind of rediscovered fitness, which is, you know, cool for me as somebody that, you know, she was raised in sports, but then they go to college, and that can go away. I mean, your son's playing college lacrosse, but for somebody that's not playing a collegiate sport, she did do club soccer. But now she's into running and working out.
Believe me, no one likes to talk about it, and it's mean, but it's for guys and girls. The freshman 15 is real.
Yes.
It's real because no one's playing their high school sports anymore, and you're in the dining hall at all
eating
hours.
Chicken fingers
you're
all the time.
You're drinking like you've never drank before. And, you know, all of a sudden you see your kid at Christmas break, and you're like, oh, my God.
I remember seeing one of my college photo IDs. I looked like an offensive lineman on the Towson football team, and I'm 5'8".
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Almost 5'8".
Yeah. Oh, it's gross.
You know who I saw last night, apropos nothing, but just sort of this conversation? So I did watch a little bit of The Voice last night. I don't think any of our teams were playing, right? I couldn't find anything that I was interested in.
No, everybody's off last night.
I reacquainted myself with The Voice. I haven't watched it in months. And I got into it a little bit, and then they just showed Carson Daly. Oh, my God. They look like they've just blown him up with an air pump or something. His face is so large. Like, he's very talented. He's really good.
I thought he got skinny.
Dude, he
got fat again.
He looks like a snowman.
He's a yo-yoer.
He just like really round face. And I'm like, Carson, dude, I don't know what you're doing, bro. But, you know, maybe EMP it a little bit or something. Eat a salad.
Right. He got off the keto.
I mean, Carson's a good looking guy, super talented broadcaster. I'm not attacking him. He just got large.
He's probably banged 1,000 hot chicks in Hollywood.
1,000.
Maybe 5,000.
Maybe 5,000. Right. He's probably got every STD in the book, but well, he used to always be handsome.
I laugh if he's been married for like 15 years.
He's definitely
years.
Married.
All right, Eric, I just Googled it, and he tweeted about his weight gain.
Oh, did he? Oh, no. Is it like a sensitive year. Thing?
Well, yeah. Anti-anxiety drugs.
That's
really?
What's doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, see now I feel like a jerk.
Well, you kind of are.
Well, I didn't know. How are you supposed
come
to
on.
Know?
Why don't you look into it? Why don't you look into his
How
weird
are you
weight
to
gain?
Know?
The happier me is a better mood and appetite increaser.
Right.
He's Listen, I get banging it. All these chicks.
Is A-Watt on
I'm
those
looking
too?
At Carson Daly.
You know what? He must be getting a lot of heat from people. Because he looks like a freaking blimp.
He
looks like Missy Elliott in the video.
You're slandering the guy saying he's banging all these chicks. I'm looking at a picture. He's got 4 kids.
I'm no, talking, he's definitely
he's,
married.
He's like
I know he's married
now.
To him. Pictures.
I'm talking about his younger wild.
He's talking about when he was TRLing it.
I don't mean now.
Come to tag at Christina Aguilera
I mean,
in
like
a closet 19, somewhere.
Like 1995.
Yeah.
He's crushing
Old
it.
Carson Daly. Absolutely. I'm with you, Cakes.
He doesn't still do the late night talk show, does he?
He finally quit that. But dude does the Today Show. Does the That guy's super talented.
He's a grinder.
He got a work ethic we can't relate to.
He's got the Pete Medhurst work ethic.
I come in here and have to cut some spots and I'm cursing. Takes me 5 minutes.
You're like, damn it, I don't want to make more money. I hate
Stop,
making more
Travis,
money.
Stop giving me these spots.
All right, should mention, coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about the Caps. They didn't play last night, but they have been on fire. Alan May from NBC Sports Washington will join us. We'll talk about the Nats free agents. What's going to happen with Steven Strasburg and Anthony Rendon? Barry Zwarluga from the Washington Post will join us at 9:20 right here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.